Awesome that you're spending part of your Friday with CNN Student News. My name is Carl Azus. First up today, a major speech from President Obama. The president says America is at a crossroads in the fight against terror. Yesterday, he talked about some of the programs and policies that the government has used in that fight, things like the drone program. The president acknowledged some of the controversy surrounding this, but he said drone strikes are legal and save lives. President Obama also talked about the prison facility at Guantanamo Bay, Cuba, where dozens of terrorism suspects are held. He wants to close that facility and move those prisoners. Some Republican leaders criticized the president's speech. They said his proposed changes don't have any clear benefits. One Republican congressman says the president is underestimating the threat that terrorists pose to America. Over in the United Kingdom, people are reacting to a terrorist attack on a member of the British military. Lee Rigby joined the British Army in 2006. He served as a machine gunner in Afghanistan. He was also a drummer in the military recruiting team. Rigby was attacked and killed near this military barracks on Wednesday. Two suspects were arrested at the scene. No charges had been filed when we taped this show. Before police arrived, one of the suspects said, quote, "The only reasons we killed this man is because Muslims are dying daily." Prime Minister David Cameron said his country will never give in to terror or terrorism in any form. The British government considers this a terrorist attack. The Muslim Council of Britain said the attack has no basis in Islam. The group urged Muslims and non-Muslims to come together to fight against hatred. In Oklahoma, rain and winds are slowing things down, but recovery efforts are moving forward after Monday's tornado. You might wonder what you can do to protect yourself if this kind of storm shows up in the future. Dr. Sanjay Gupta has some suggestions.
Very large winds today heading into Moore, Oklahoma.
13 minutes. That's the average lead time you'd have if a tornado was headed your way.
There's obviously no completely safe option during a tornado. Your best bet is to get into the basement somewhere below ground level. But keep in mind that if you are there, you want to see what's on the floor above you as well. A refrigerator or a piece of heavy furniture could come crashing through the floor, so you want to be wary of that. Also, here in Moore, Oklahoma, there aren't a lot of basements. Studies have actually shown that there is another very good option. Take a look over here. An interior room or a closet like that can be the best place to be as well. The house is gone here, but that closet preserved, even the clothes inside of that. Remember, just got 13 minutes, so find that safe place. Maybe grab a helmet or a bike helmet. Even throw some mattresses or a blanket over you to try and protect the head.
One place you can't hide from a tornado is in your car. Tornado strength winds can pick up a 1 to 2 ton vehicle like this one and toss it around like you or I would a basketball.
Now, you obviously don't want to be driving toward a tornado, but it's also a bad idea to be driving away from a tornado. It's hard to gauge the distance. If you must be driving and the weather is clear, try driving at right angles to the tornado, perpendicular, to get out of the path of the storm. There's another misconception as well, which is that you should get out of your car and run underneath an overpass. What happens in a situation like this is the wind is actually funneled. It's even more powerful than the storm, and there's also a lot of debris, and that debris can injure you.
Now, if you are stuck outside as a tornado approaches, find a ditch or any place far away from potentially dangerous objects and vehicles and stay low. Dr. Sanjay Gupta, CNN, Moore, Oklahoma.